Okay.
我在前年特鲁多卸任的时候呢。
In the previous year, when Trudeau's Liberal Party was in power,
做过一期节目。
I did a show.
那节目的名字叫加拿大不大。
The name of the show is Canada is not big.
但特鲁多太多。
But Trudeau is too much.
我在那里边呢说了一个观点。
I express my opinion there.
我说特鲁多他不是一个人的问题啊。
I said Trudeau is not just a problem of one person.
他是加拿大人推选出来的。
He was elected by Canadians.
代表自己的那张国家面孔。一年多的时间过去了。
It's been a year since I represented my country.
我越来越觉得我这个判断是对的。
I am increasingly convinced that my judgment is correct.
而且通过世界杯这个事儿呢，就把它照得更清楚。
And through the World Cup, it has been made clearer. Well,
您想想啊
，Think about it.
2015年特鲁多刚上台的时候
，In 2015, when Trudeau just took office,
全世界是怎么看他的
？How does the world see him?
他去菲律宾参加 APEC 峰会。
He went to the Philippines to attend the APEC summit.
几百人围着他尖叫，保安都拦不住。
Hundreds of people surrounded him, and the security guards couldn't stop them.
菲律宾报纸头版标题写的是“全场女孩的眼里”。
The headline on the Philippine newspaper's front page reads, "All eyes on the girls."
只有特鲁多 ，NBC 介绍。
Only Trudeau's NBC introduction.
他的方式是加拿大的自由派拳击手脱衣舞。
His way is to be a Canadian liberal boxer who does striptease.
新总理，《滚石》杂志把他放到封面。
The new prime minister put him on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine.
标题是他为什么不能当我们的总统
？Why he can't be our president?
你看，那一刻加拿大人得有多骄傲啊！
How proud the Canadians must have been at that moment.
我们的总理年轻英俊。
Our prime minister is young and handsome.
阳光进步。
The sun is shining.
全世界都爱他。
Everyone loves him.
那就是全世界都得嫉妒我们呀。这种感觉对加拿大人来说实际上是非常重要的。
That's the feeling that everyone in the world will envy us. This is very important for Canadians.
因为加拿大这个国家虽然坐拥将近1000万平方公里的土地，但是
Because Canada, despite having a land area of nearly 10 million square kilometers,
人口4000万都不到，经
But the population is less than 40 million.
经济总量全球第十，政治影响力在国际上呢也常常被忽略。可
The country has the 10th largest economy in the world, but its political influence on the international stage is often overlooked.
可是加拿大人呢心里边始终有一个根深蒂固的优越感啊。
However, Canadians always have a deep-seated sense of superiority.
因为我们这个更文明啊。
Because we are more civilized.
我们更有教养。
We are more cultured.
我们比那个南边的邻居啊更正确。
We are more correct than that neighbor to the south.
那美国再强。
Even if the United States is strong.
那也是莽夫。
That's a fool.
我们加拿大才是真正的绅士。
The Canadians are the real gentlemen.
哎，特鲁多其实就是这种优越感的完美化身，光鲜、体面。
Trudeau is actually the perfect embodiment of the superiority and splendor of a wealthy person.
而且永远站在正确的那一边。
And always stand on the right side.
不需要太用力
Don't exert too much effort.
就能站在世界舞台的中央。
You can stand at the center of the world stage.
这难道不是加拿大人最想让世界看到的加拿大的那个自己吗？
Is this not the Canada that Canadians most want the world to see?
所以加拿大人选了
Therefore, the Ghanaian people chose.
他，不是被骗了，
He wasn't deceived.
而是心甘情愿地在他身上看到了自己最渴望的那一份投射。
Instead, he willingly saw himself in him.
然后把国家交给了这个投射。
Then the country was transferred to this projection.
而且一交就是10年。
And it's been 10 years since I started.
但这10年下来呢？
However, over the past 10 years,
制造业是空心化，
manufacturing is hollowed out.
住房危机越来越厉害。
The housing crisis is getting worse.
年轻人连房子都租不起了。
Young people can't even afford to rent a house.
通胀也居高不下。
Inflation remains high.
那特朗普的关税大棒一挥，
When Trump waved his tariff stick,
才发现自己几乎是手无寸铁。
I realized that I was almost defenseless.
这些问题啊，不是贸易战逼出来的。
These problems are not caused by trade wars.
是几十年来，加拿大人只要镜子里好看就行。
It's been a long time since Canadians only cared about looking good in the mirror.
这种集体心态一天一天攒出来的病。
This is a collective mentality that has been accumulating over time.
那么卸任以后的特鲁多呢？啊，跟着哈里王子一起去滑雪。
So what did Trudeau do after he resigned and went to ski with Prince Harry?
在音乐节跟水果姐坐在路边轻松的吃盒饭啊。
Sitting next to Katy Perry at a music festival, eating a box of food.
花400多万加币。
400 and more than a million Canadian dollars.
在蒙特利尔买下一栋豪宅。
Buying a mansion in Montreal.
加拿大的报纸给他这段故事起一个特别精准的标题。
The Canadian newspaper gave this story a particularly accurate title.
说从国会到八卦版。
From the halls of Congress to the gossip columns.
特鲁多正在尽情享受后
Trudeau is enjoying the afterglow.
政治人生，他从加拿大总理到国际名流呢，是无缝切换。
From Canadian Prime Minister to international celebrity, the transition is seamless.
连一天的过渡期都不需要。
It doesn't even need a day of transition.
您说这是堕落吗？
You said this is corruption.
不是。
No.
这是释放。
This is a release.
他终于可以全职做自己了。
He can finally devote himself to his passion.
而这个自己是个什么人呢？
And what about himself?
就是那个所有的事情都要去选择最漂亮。
That's all about choosing the most beautiful thing in everything.
最好看。
Best.
最好听。
Best.
最正确的那个选项。
The most correct option.
那不管在哪个岗位上。
Regardless of the position,
那都得美美的。
that has to be beautiful.
啊，所以咱们回想他当总理的这个期间啊。
So, let's reflect on this period when he was prime minister.
23年的6月份。
June of the second and third years.
他飞到基辅，搞了一个突然造访，站在泽连斯基旁边。
He flew to Kiev and suddenly appeared next to Zelensky,
宣布新一轮数以亿计的军事援助
announcing a new round of military aid worth billions.
然后呢
Then,
去乌克兰国会发表了25分钟的演讲
delivered a 25-minute speech in the Ukrainian parliament.
议员们是多次起立鼓掌
The members of the legislature stood up, and applauded it. Well,
举着加拿大国旗向他致敬。
Salute to him.
他说，我们会跟你们站在一起，要多久 就多久啊。
He said that we will stand together for as long as we need to.
话说的多漂亮。
It's so beautiful.
钱花的多痛快。
How satisfying it is to spend money.
他三次飞基辅啊。
He has flown to Kyiv three times.
每次都带着大礼包。
Every time, he brings a large gift.
在他任内啊。
During his tenure,
加拿大对乌克兰的援助承诺累计将近了200亿加币。
Canada's commitment to aid Ukraine has reached nearly 2 billion Canadian dollars.
这是一个 GDP 全球排名第十。
This is the 10th in the global GDP ranking.
自己的基础设施都在老化的国家掏出来的这个数字。
The figure comes from a country where its own infrastructure is aging.2018,
他去印度，带着全家人穿传统印度服饰跳舞。
He went to India with his whole family wearing traditional Indian clothes and dancing.
那穿的那是比印度政客还印度。国际媒体的评价是说
The outfit worn by her was compared to that of Indian politicians by international media.And they commented that it was.
说他看起来都不像是一个政治家。
He doesn't seem like a politician.
啊，倒像是婚礼上的新郎。
It's like the groom at a wedding.
好，那是 BBC 对他这个评价，怎么听都不太像是夸。
You said that the BBC's evaluation of him doesn't seem to be praising him at all.
他，更觉得呢是。
What I find more interesting is,
他那次去印度还随行代表团里还从温哥华带了一位印度裔的大厨和加拿大的食材飞到印度去给印度人做印度。
He brought a delegation to India, and in addition to the delegation, he also brought an Indian-born chef from Vancouver and Canadian ingredients to India to cook Indian food for the Indians.
菜以凸显加拿大的多元文化成果和加印两国牢不可破的友。
To highlight the achievements of multiculturalism in Canada and the unbreakable friendship between Canada and China.
这不是段子。
This isn't a joke.
啊，这是真事儿。
This is true.
这都应该算是行为艺术了。
This is definitely performance art.
还有那些在气候峰会上一掷千金的减排承诺，在国际场合永远要站在最前排的漂亮身姿。
And those who throw away a fortune on emission reduction commitments and always stand in the front row in international forums.
说最正确的话，举最好看的旗。
The one who speaks the most truth should raise the most beautiful flag.
加拿大这十年在国际上的角色。
Canada's role in the international arena over the past decade.
不像是一个有自知之明的。
Not like someone who is self-aware.
中等强国，倒像是一个永远需要在聚光灯底下争咖位的艺人。
A middle-level country is like an entertainer who is always in the spotlight and competing for attention. Well,
但话说回来
，However,
这个人不是加拿大人自己选出来的吗
？Isn't that person not elected by the people of Garner?
他站在基辅的聚光灯下
，He stood in the spotlight of Kyiv.
义正辞严的时候。
When speaking with integrity and righteousness,
加拿大人只觉得骄傲。
Canadians only feel proud.
他在气候峰会上一掷千金。
He threw away $1,000 at the climate summit.
表示进步的时候。
When expressing progress,
加拿大人也觉得自豪。
Canadians are also proud.
那个时候有多少人真的会在乎这些漂亮话背后的账单呢
?How many people were really concerned about the bills behind these beautiful backs then?Okay.
如果不是特朗普翻了脸
,If it weren't for Trump,
如果不是赶上这个倒霉的全球下行的周期，
If it weren't for this unfortunate global downturn,
如果房价还在涨，
If the housing prices are still rising,
生活成本还没有爆，
Living expenses have not been reported,
我觉得特鲁多甚至有可能还会继续连任呢。
I think Trudeau might even be able to continue to be re-elected.
因为镜子里的倒影还是那么好看。
Because the reflection in the mirror is still so beautiful.
谁会着急换一面镜子呢？
Who would be in a hurry to change a mirror? Well, yes.
但是时移世易，造化弄人。
But the timing and circumstances are so unpredictable.
世道变了。
The world has changed.
日子也变了。
The days have changed.
特鲁多也就顺理成章地成为了今天的这么一个罪魁祸首。骂他。
Trudeau, therefore, naturally became the culprit that everyone is cursing today.
似乎也成为了一种实行的政治正确和有效的自我免责。
This also seems to become a practical political correctness and effective self-blame.
是，我知道啊。
Okay, I know.
聊特鲁多现在基本上不会有流量了啊。
Prussian Trudeau is basically out of the game now.
因为像这样的人呢。
Because people like this.
大家应该恨不得把这个名字从集体记忆里彻底删除掉。
Everyone should wish to completely delete this name from collective memory.
反正也不能把你怎么样。
Well, you can't do anything to me.
那我们的日子还得往前。
Then we have to go back.
那就赶紧翻篇吧。
Let's flip the page.
不想再看见你了。
I don't want to see you anymore.
但人家特鲁多可不这么想。
But Trudeau certainly didn't think so.
在特鲁多身上啊
，You Trudeau，
别说，真有一样东西挺可贵的。
Don't say that there's something really valuable。
就是这哥们儿实在太坦诚，他。
It's just that this guy is so honest。
坦诚的让人都觉得不舒服啊，他。
It's so honest that it makes everyone uncomfortable。
不是一个卸任之后就。
He is not someone who, after retiring,
低调隐退去写回忆录的前领导人啊。
Regarding the former leader who is quietly retiring to write a memoir,
他是光明正大的搂着全世界最有名的流行歌手啊。
He was openly hugging the most famous pop singer in the world,
出入各种场合
and to various occasions.
光明正大的在达沃斯把跟女朋友约会的故事讲给全世界的精英听。
Openly telling the story of dating his girlfriend at the Davos Forum to the world's elite.
也光明正大的在世界杯开赛当天选择了去洛杉矶。
Also brazenly chose to go to Los Angeles on the day the World Cup opened.
而不是多伦多。
Not Toronto.
那他为什么能这么坦然呢
？Why can he be so open？
甚至因为他真的不觉得这些事儿有任何问题。
Even because he really didn't think these things were any problem。
所以他总要时不时的出来走两步，秀一把啊。
So he would always come out and take a few steps to show off。
即使他知道有媒体会对他进行口诛笔伐。
Even if he knew that the media would criticize him.
而他之所以有这么强悍的这个自信啊。
And the reason he has such a strong confidence is.
我觉得还有一个更深层的理由，就。
I think there's a deeper reason.
就是因为过去十年里啊，加拿大人虽然嘴上骂过他无数次。
Because in the past year, although many Canadians had repeatedly criticized it,
但是行为上从来没有真正纠正过他。
But has never really corrected him.
我们选了他。
We chose him.
而且选了两次。
And I chose twice.
让他站在那个位置上站了十年。
Let him stand in that position for 10 years.
所以我估计啊，特鲁多没准。
I think Trudeau is probably not.
现在自己都会想啊，
Now I also think about it myself.
是不是觉得加拿大的人民和我一样？
I think that the people in Canada are the same as me.
那都是迫于现实的压力啊。
That's all due to the pressure of reality.
含泪暂时放下了理想啊。
I had to give up on my dream with a heavy heart.
但我知道你们还是爱我的。
But I know you still love me.
我要是总不出现。
If I never appear. Hey.
你们没准会想我的啊。
You might miss me.
当然我知道特鲁多自己是怎么想的。
Of course I know what Trudeau thinks.
现在不重要。
It's not important now.
重要的是这个国家是怎么想的。
It is important how the country thinks.
我相信啊，特鲁多不会再有机会重新当总理了。
I believe Trudeau won't have another chance to become prime minister again.
起码，我觉得在我有生之年应该是不会了。
At least, I think it won't happen in my lifetime.
但是呢，我确实希望啊，特鲁多这个老帅哥啊。
However, I really hope that Trudeau, this old gentleman,
以后应该继续保持这种状态。
Keep this up.
时不时的你就要出来修一下啊。
You should come out and fix it sometimes.
每一次他和女朋友的合照出现在新闻头条。
Every time he took a photo with his girlfriend and it appeared on the news headlines.
每一次他在某个国际场合又被人家拍下。
Every time he was photographed in an international setting.
那种标志性的。
That iconic.
没心没肺那个笑容。
That carefree smile.
那都是上天送给这个国家的一面免费的镜子。照照啊。
That's like a free mirror that the heavens gave to this country, reflecting its image.
所以啊，在媒体上别提。
So don't mention it in the media.
让他羡慕。
Make him envious.
就让他站在那儿。
Let him stand there.
让聚光灯照着他啊。
Let him shine.
因为只有你一直盯着他看的时候。
Because only when you keep staring at him,
你才能慢慢认出自己身上也有一个相似的影子。
You can slowly realize that you also have a similar shadow in yourself.
那不是贾斯汀·特鲁多的脸。
That's not the face of Gaston Trudeau.
那是加拿大人曾经最想要的面孔。
That was the face that Canadians most wanted to see.
也是过去很多加拿大人心底的那一份心魔。
This is also the deep-seated fear of many Canadians.
好。
Okay.
感谢收看本期节目。
Thank you for watching this episode.
咱们下期接着聊。
Let's continue next time.